Hello, everybody. We're Jason and Tony, and this is In Case You Missed It. In case you missed it, we talked about people's bad habits, so you can kind of compare yourself. This survey asked about disgusting habits, so you can compare yourself to everyone else now. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Do you pick your nose?
Yes.
77% say yeah. You know, it's not like all the time, but sometimes there's just an uncomfortable booger. And you've got to do something about it.
It's impossible not to. You got to go in there
right.
for one eventually.
Leave dirty dishes in the sink. Mm-hmm. Yes, I do. 73% say yes, by the way.
And you know, it creates gnats, but gnats pollinate flowers. So you could say that dirty dishes in the sink are good for the
environment. Right, you're going green if you leave them in there, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's healthy.
Number three. Pee in the shower.
Yes.
Everybody has at least once, right?
Be honest, everybody does.
72% say yes.
And it's a cure for athlete's foot. Nothing disgusting about that.
Next is pick your scabs. 63% of people do that.
Yes. Uh-huh. And then they're good to toss in a fish aquarium.
Because they look like fish food then? Is that what you're saying?
They're a source of protein for fish.
Number five, chew with your mouth open. Oh, that's the worst. You lip smacking, mouth open, chewers. Nasty.
Well, that's a
60% do it, by the way.
It's a compliment to good cooking.
Well, plus, no, it's not. It's
it gets
gross.
Oxygen to your food, which helps in digestion.
It's gross. Nobody wants to hear that. Number six, scratch your butt in public. Absolutely not. I've seen people at the Walmarts do it, and it's gross. Some of y'all get way up in there. And here's something I've noticed, and maybe y'all are good at this too. I can spot a butt scratcher from a mile away. If an old boy's coming toward me, it's never the ladies. It's always guys.
That redneck. I can
spot them as they walk through the door. Go, that's a butt scratcher right there.
Yeah,
he's even got sweatpants on. I know for sure he's scratching his butt. You can spot him. And last is pop pimples in public. 18% say they do that. Now, come on.
All right. I ain't got any scratching your butt and popping pimples.
That's wrong.
I don't have any health benefits to that. That's good. But you butt scratchers, I agree. So don't be three knuckles deep at the Walmarts.
We told you about a lady who broke in and stole some Botox.
Uh-oh.
Botox, Tony. If you're wondering how far someone will go to look young, this might set the bar.
The fountain of youth.
A woman driving a Mercedes SUV. One of those nice ones.
Yeah.
You know, one of them.
Leather.
Got
all them letters and initials on the back of it.
She drove up to a Botox clinic in Sugar Land, Texas last Friday night.
Botox clinic.
Pulled out a grinding saw and used it to break in.
Oh.
She climbed into the office, stole some Botox, and then took off, and cops are trying to track her down.
She's a Botox junkie.
Yeah. You can see her in the surveillance video. She's about 35, 45 years old, blonde hair, thin build, and a completely frozen face.
She's like, I mean,
she can barely blink, poor girl. I mean.
Too much Botox.
She just always looks expressionless now.
I know.
Is she smiling? I can't tell.
She's so straight faced. Hey, I know a guy. That ain't nothing to laugh about.
What happened?
He stole some of that Botox. Got it home. It was Botox, and his face cracked right down the middle. And you don't want to mess up, mix up your Botox and Botox.
You got to watch out for that. My 4-year anniversary is coming up, and I have no idea what to get Donna.
Way to go!
Way to go! I have no idea what to get. Good job.
I mean, it's your anniversary.
I made it to an anniversary. Yeah. Oh, okay. Hey. So tomorrow is my 4-year marriage anniversary to the lovely Donna.
Anniversary? What are those?
Oh, there are these things that when people are in a relationship for a year or more, they celebrate these anniversaries.
Wow, people having them now.
Yeah.
Well. Congratulations. I remember dancing at your wedding.
Man, we had a blast. Here's the deal, though. We were going to go and get our wedding bands tattooed.
Yeah, that is right.
Well, come to find out, that's not something that looks real good later. That's what all the tattoo people told me.
Your finger skin spreads out.
It just ends up not looking good.
A lot different than your arm skin.
Yeah. So we're not going to do that anymore. So we look and we're like, what are you supposed to get on the 4-year anniversary? Well, back in the day, 4-year anniversary was fruit and nuts. Boy, I was got to think, if I brought home a fruit tray and some planters, that's probably not what she wants.
If you put a bow on it and made it look pretty, I bet she'd go, aw.
And then it goes on to say in this article about your 4-year wedding anniversary, the gifts you're supposed to get, the modern day thing to get is appliances.
That's what 4 years is appliance?
Really? 4 years is the appliance?
You thought they put the bar higher than
what,
that.
I mean,
yeah.
What man in their right mind is going to bring home an appliance for anniversary?
Your beauty reminds me of this egg beater.
when I think of our love, I think of Maytag. It's not going to work out.
You're the Frigidaire that cools my emotions. Yeah. Amanda, I want more of your love.
We went to Facebook, found you a new social media theater.
Here it is.
Hello, I'm Tudor Balustrade. Welcome to Social Media Theater, showcasing drama at its most profound and perfunctory. With this week's episode, here are Jason and Tony.
Straight from Facebook, and this is on Chris's post. Chris is in pain, but his friends don't care.
He's having a bad day, old Chris.
Let's see, Tony. I'll play Chris. You play Ben. I'll play Shannon. And you play Jake.
All right.
I think that's all that's in here. Yeah, sure is. All right, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Chris, I need some help. Can someone recommend a good chiropractor?
Ben, hey, what do you call a chiropractor who loves his job? Wait for it. Wait for it. A crack addict.
Chris. Ben, thanks for the joke, but I'm really in a lot of back pain, and I was hoping for some legit responses.
Ben, hey, how many chiropractors does it take to change a light bulb?
Chris, seriously? Ben, I'm in really bad pain.
Shannon, I feel you, Chris, but inquiring minds want to know, how many chiropractors does it take to change a light bulb?
Ben. Just one, but it takes 8 to 10 visits.
Shannon, OMG, freaking hysterical. Ben, you should call a comedy club. They could use you.
Ben, a duck walks into a chiropractor's office and says, "Can I get my bones quacked?" Jake, hey, Ben, I have an appointment with a urologist on Friday. You got any urologist jokes?
Chris, dang it, I'm in serious pain, and I was just wondering if anyone knew a good chiropractor. I've never been to one, and I need help.
Ben, hey, Jake, when it comes to rap music, I hear urologists absolutely love ICP. Jake, thanks, Ben, you're the man.
Chris, OMG, you know what? I give up. If you can't beat them, join them. Hey, how many Bens can go screw themselves?
Join us again next time for Social Media Theater on most of this same radio station with Jason and Tony.
Tony had a word of the day.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's word of the day.
Concreto Speedo. Concreto Speedo is the type of underwear that the Statue of Liberty is wearing. Concreto Speedo.
That's Tony's word of the day.
This is the best country lyric never written.
It's what made Nashville great.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
She had a face that made me drooly, but a rear end kind of like a dooley.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
And we'll leave you with today's
Real Good.
There's a woman named Yvette Vasquez, and she was dropping off her 12-year-old son Elijah at school last Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
She asked, why are there more cars here than usual? And Elijah told her there was an event going on in the library called Donuts with Dads, which is exactly what it sounds like, kids and dads eating donuts together. That's a cool event.
That's sweet right there.
But Elijah never bothered mentioning it because Yvette's a single mom, and she could tell that he was disappointed that he wasn't going.
He wanted to go.
So instead of letting him be sad about it, she turned the car around, went home, grabbed some stuff from her closet. Then she showed up with him 10 minutes later, dressed as a dude in a plaid shirt, baseball hat, and a fake mustache.
Aw, dang it. That's awesome.
Elijah loved it so much, and a bunch of pictures have been making the rounds on Facebook. Yvette says she did it because she knows it's hard for him not having a dad around, and she's willing to do anything to put a smile on his face. That's a good mama right there. That's
single
awesome.
Moms, they got to be all that. Way to go.
Yvette Vasquez, you are real good. That wraps up the podcast for today. Thank you so much for listening. Be sure to tell your friends about it. Share it and subscribe. We're Jason and Tony, and this has been In Case You Missed It.